Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day, another great week, in fact, in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And yes, we'll even say it's another great year, despite the headline in the Washington Post that says doom dominates 2024 election messaging. Is all that doom appropriate? Oh, look, I am depressed too occasionally when I think about the choice before us will likely be a choice between President Joe Biden and former President Donald J. Trump, both of whom I think you could say have the used by date has already expired. These are a journey into the past, not so much into the future. But message of doom, is that appropriate? Should it be taken to heart? What can we do about it? We will get to that question. Also, speak about doom. Joe Biden has just gotten behind a $3.1 billion train ticket to nowhere. This is that high-speed rail disaster. We all know President Biden loves trains. He liked to take the train between his home in Wilmington, Delaware, and the U.S. Senate, where he served for hundreds of years, it seems. In any event, what is the latest on trains in California and in Washington State? We will bring that word to you. And there's also a world leader. We were talking before about the most overrated and underrated leaders in world history. This is a leader who has called for stoning gay people to death and doing it in a stadium so that everyone can celebrate. Where? Well, we will tell you. It is not one of the garden spots of planet Earth, but we will get to it. And on the Michael Medved Show, first up, this idea of the doom campaign. There's a piece in the Washington Post by Toulouse Aronipa, Aloranipa. That's a complicated and very long last name. But he writes, in President Joe Biden's increasingly stark telling, an America led by former President Donald Trump in 2025 would be a dystopian dictatorship with American values constantly on the brink of collapse. The greatest threat Trump poses, this is a quote from Biden, is to our democracy, Biden said earlier this month at a fundraiser in Bethesda, Maryland, because if we lose, we lose everything. Trump, who has used terms like vermin to describe his enemies and call 2024 the final battle, which is, that's supposed to be Armageddon, right? War between Gog and Magog? Really? Okay, the final battle, President Trump has said, that if Biden wins a second term, Americans would, quote, no longer have a country, and the globe would quickly descend into a third world war. As long as Joe Biden is in the White House, the American dream is dead, Trump said during a rally in Durham, New Hampshire, where he also accused migrants of poisoning the blood of the nation. As the two leading candidates trade depictions of doom, the 2024 race for president is increasingly dominated by dark sentiments and appeals to fear. What a way to look forward to 2024. A phenomenon experts and pollsters say reflects the country's broadly pessimistic and apprehensive mood. I don't think it reflects the apprehensive mood as much as it reflects the desperation of these two candidates, both of whom have a very poor approval ratings. That's a real problem. Let us go to our first caller of the new year, Ryan in Salt Lake City. Ryan, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Michael, I'm honored to be your first caller. Thank you. I have a dire prediction for this year. I'm worried that President Biden will edge President Trump in a close election, and that President Trump will say it's another stolen and rigged election, and that may lead to another January 6th day of riots, maybe even worse than last time.
I think that's a very reasonable bet. President Trump has even been asked about whether he would accept the results of this election more readily than last time. And he said no. He believes that they're rigging it already. And the difficulty here is worse than that. You know what it is, Brian? Is that some of the polls, there was a Quinnipiac poll that just showed that, again, Robert F. Kennedy is over 20% of the vote. And if it is a close election, and Robert Kennedy carries a couple of states, or Joe Manchin, if he's a candidate, or some other third, fourth party candidate, it could be an election that is unresolved because nobody has a majority of the Electoral College. And you know what happens then.
That it goes down to the Senate to pick.
Goes down to the House, of Representatives. But every state has one vote. Wyoming has the same vote in the House as California. So, it's really one of those things that only happened twice in American history, in 1800 and in 1824. And the idea of having a presidential race that isn't settled and that has to go to the House, and then separately the Senate, you're right, would vote on the vice president. So you could have that old situation of a president from one party and a vice president from the other party, which is extremely complicated. And yes, I do think there are all kinds of reasons not to embrace doom, but to embrace concern about having a clear and direct response on the, and I'll tell you something else about this, Ryan. Last thing, you raise things that could go wrong. If Trump is kept off the ballot in a couple of states, I know there's some people who say it doesn't matter. The states that would keep him off the ballot are states he isn't going to carry anyway. Yeah, but they matter in the popular vote. And last time Biden won the popular vote by 7.5 million. If Biden ends up winning the popular vote by 10 million or 12 million or even 20 million, is that possible? Sure. If they are striking Trump from the ballot, do you know Trump got 6 million votes in California? Biden got 11 million. But still, that difference in terms of the election's validity, if all of a sudden the popular vote is really one-sided, but maybe Trump wins in the Electoral College, that's another tricky thing for the country, don't you think?
Absolutely.
So stay tuned, and I appreciate your raising the question. The other things they've put together about the doom election in the Washington Post are fairly interesting. They say the result is that if either man wins next November, nearly half of the country could be primed to believe it spells the end of the nation and its values. Does anyone really believe that if Trump is elected, that it will be the end of the nation and its values? Anyone really believe that if Biden is reelected, it will be the end of the nation and its values? What's at stake in 2024? Donald Trump and his MAGA Republicans are determined to destroy American democracy, Biden told donors in Western Massachusetts. And again, that's not hyperbole. That's a fact. The former president makes no bones about it. Don't take my word for it. Just listen to what he has to say. And so it goes. So what do we do to have a more optimistic view of the election coming up? Maybe that's up to the candidates. We'll be talking about it.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
The Michael Medved Show.
And it is a little bit provocative that the Washington Post runs a big piece under the heading Doom Dominates the 2024 Election Messaging. Now, why would that be? And what does that have to do with the very low approval ratings? Both Trump and Biden have more people who disapprove of them and their candidacy than people who approve of them. And why does that matter, particularly this election cycle, and get both candidates to be trying to scare the stuffings out of you by telling you that if the other guy wins, it'll be the end of America? This is the last election we'll ever have. Our liberties will be gone. Democracy will be ruined. It will all cave. Now, all of that is wildly exaggerated and overstated, but what it has to do with is that people are not motivated to vote when you dislike both candidates. So what you have to do is say, you may not like me very much, but this other guy is going to end democracy as we know it. This other guy is a real danger to the republic. Now, of course, this goes along with all of the attention that the media play and that we are going to be focused on as the Trump trials begin. And they've actually already begun already. We've had a great deal of coverage of the New York civil trial about Trump's business practices. But the point about all of this is that if you are running in any kind of contested election at all, the crucial element is not necessarily persuading people that you have the best plan for the future. It's frightening people to actually get off your apathy and to go forward and participate in a Iowa caucus in the middle of a cold night, or on election day when it's going to be cold again in November of this new year. When that comes out, you want to scare people to the polls. That's what they're trying to do. And it's really very tough. The piece in the Post says the former president has only escalated his apocalyptic descriptions of America and its ostensible future under another Biden term. Quote, our border has been erased, criminals are running wild in our Democratic-run cities, and thanks to Crooked Joe's breathtaking weakness, the world is going up in flames. The whole world is up in flames. This is what Trump told a rally in Iowa. Yeah, let's applaud for putting out the flames. He also told his audience that the communists, Marxists, and fascists are going hard after Catholics, and that Democrats want people to take your children and do things with your children that are not even speakable. And I think what he's talking about there is the transgender, the gender transition. And the whole point there is that Democrats are not want people trying to take your children. It has to do with parents. Well, again, for someone who does have a real problem, and I do, with the idea of government support for gender affirmation therapy, as it's called, I mean, getting into that whole area, yes, it frightens people. Biden said also, the far-left lunatics... as Trump said of Biden. Biden and the far-left lunatics, he said, are willing to violate the U.S. Constitution at levels never seen before. We're very close to World War III. And the increasingly harsh tone of this race stands in contrast to the rhetoric of candidates such as John Kennedy. We stand on the edge of a new frontier. It is not a frontier of challenges, not of promises. Ronald Reagan and Barack Obama, who built their campaigns largely around soaring language and uplifting visions for the future, says Barbara Perry, who is a presidential historian at the University of Virginia's Miller Center of Public Affairs. If Trump secures the Republican nomination, warnings about his return could make it difficult for voters to hear an affirmative reason to vote for Biden rather than simply an appeal to defeat his opponent, Perry said. scholars have particularly spotlighted Trump's comments to rallygoers that, quote, I am your retribution, his railing against, quote, demonic forces, and his use, yes, of language reminiscent of Adolf Hitler, who fixated on blood purity and also described people as vermin. And here we have President Trump repeating again and again and again that immigrants are going to, illegal immigrants, poison our blood. To speculate, as some are, that Biden's campaign might be negative or full of foreboding when he's warning against Nazi rhetoric is like blaming a firefighter who shows up to save a burning building for the fire itself. Meacham, this is John Meacham, writes, and makes no sense. The darkening tone comes as Biden's efforts at more positive messaging have struggled to gain traction after spending months pitching Bidenomics and touting his record and accomplishments. Biden still faces stubbornly low poll numbers and poor public views of the economy, a phenomenon he has bristled about. Biden's approval rating has tied his record low, standing at 38%, with 58% disapproving, according to a Washington Post average of 12 polls in December. Majorities of Americans have told pollsters that they feel the country is on the wrong track, that their outlook for the economy is negative, and that they don't want a rematch of Biden and Trump in 2024. So it's getting awfully late to do anything about that. But we shall see. Instead, Biden is posting a $3.1 billion train ticket to nowhere. That's a report in the Wall Street Journal by Wendell Cox. And he writes, it didn't get a lot of attention, but last month the White House awarded $3.1 billion to the California High-Speed Rail Project. This was supposed to be a bullet train connecting San Francisco to Los Angeles in less than 3 hours. Instead, its costs keep rising, even as the state scales back the plan. So what happened to save Washington State from the similar waste of money? We'll tell you about that and more coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
With all due respect, that's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard.
This is The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden delivering a New Year's message to the nation.
Well, my hope is that everybody has a healthy, happy, and safe New Year.
In a pre-recorded interview on ABC's Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest, President Biden expressed his optimism. Another American youngster has taken an adventure on the wrong flight, except this time it took him out of the country. 16-year-old Logan Loss was scheduled to board a Frontier Airlines flight from Florida to Ohio, but instead he says he got put on a plane to Puerto Rico. Frontier Airlines has apologized to the teen and his family for the mix-up. 2024 will be a leap year, giving folks another day to add to the calendar. Leap day gets added to the end of February every 4 years, mostly to keep our dates in sync with the natural seasons. While we count 365 days in every year, it actually takes the planet roughly 365 1/4 days to travel around the sun. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
On our first day of live broadcasting in the new year, January 2nd, just got a wonderful email, which I'm deeply grateful for, from Donald in Puyallup, Washington. And Donald writes, "Thank you for a great year of shows, fabulous guests, challenging commentary, and very educational. I will follow you wherever you go in 2024. Love your Substack." Well, I appreciate that in particular, a brand new Substack. And then he adds, he just described he became a MedHead, getting a new MedHead Plus subscription at a 20% off, budget cost, a limited time. That's the best way to stay up on the show. It gives you availability of live streaming at no additional cost after you become a MedHead member, and also access to download the show commercial-free whenever you want. And plus, as a MedHead Plus member, you can stream any and all audio programs that are in the Michael Medved History Store, and you can look yourself and see what's there. That's a terrific opportunity, and Donald, thank you. Meanwhile, this breaking news from CNN, Senator Menendez, Democrat from New Jersey, charged with receiving gifts from Qatar in new allegations in corruption scheme. Ouch! He was indicted before, and he got out because of a mistrial, and very often with a mistrial, with a big public figure like that, a United States senator, you then go back and try again. You retry him. He didn't do that. They didn't do that. But now this is a different charge. As federal prosecutors allege, Senator Bob Menendez accepted race car tickets and other gifts from Gutter as part of a years-long corruption scheme, making the Gulf nation the second foreign country after Egypt that the New Jersey Democrat is accused of helping while in office. In a superseding indictment made public today, prosecutors also allege that Menendez's bribery and extortion scheme continued into 2023, a year longer than initially alleged. Wow. And ouch, a federal judge today offered former Kentucky clerk Kim Davis to pay $260,000 in attorney's fees after she refused to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. That's okay. She has a tough road ahead, but it's not as tough as some of the people in Burundi. This is just such an amazing story, and, you know, you really wonder when you read it whether we really have gone over to 2024 or whether we're somewhere around 1224. Dateline Nairobi, Kenya. Burundi's president said that gay people in his country should be stoned. Amid a widening crackdown against LGBTQ people in the East African nation that is adding to the anti-gay sentiments already sweeping across the region and the wider African continent. Mr. Ndayishimiye, the president of Burundi, said that gay people should not be accepted in Burundi, a conservative nation where consensual same-sex intimacy among adults can already be penalized with 2 years in prison. I think that if we find these kinds of people in Burundi, said the president, it is better to take them to a stadium and stone them to death. Mr. Ndayishimiye said on Friday, just before we went into the new year, during an event in the country's eastern Kankuzo province, where he answered questions from journalists and members of the public. That's what they deserve. They deserve stoning. In his remarks, the president also railed against Western countries that he suggested had conditioned aid on accepting gay rights. Let them keep their aid. We don't want it, he said. On Sunday, a gay rights activist in Burundi who spoke on the condition of anonymity, I wonder why, for fear of retaliation, expressed concern that the president's statements set the stage for extrajudicial killings and worsens an already unsafe environment. Small, densely populated, and landlocked, Burundi is one of the poorest countries in the world and receives aid and loans from the European Union, the United States, and the International Monetary Fund. This past year, Uganda, different country in East Africa, passed what activists called one of the harshest anti-gay laws in the world, which prescribed the death penalty for aggravated homosexuality, a term that was defined as homosexual acts committed by anyone infected with HIV or those involved with children, disabled people, or anyone who was coerced. The law, which is being challenged in the country's constitutional court, was widely condemned by governments and rights officials around the world. In the months leading up to and following the law's passage, gay and transgender Ugandans said that they were harassed and beaten and evicted from their homes, and that some were forced to flee the country. In Kenya, another African nation, lawmakers along with the president criticized the country's Supreme Court this past year after it allowed the registration of an LGBTQ association. One lawmaker also introduced legislation that would impose punitive measures, including giving members of the public the power to arrest anyone they suspected of being gay. Can you imagine? Remember in Texas, one of the things that people objected to was part of their abortion law after the Dobbs decision, gave individual citizens the right to bring charges and actually to elect money if people wanted to snitch on anybody who had secretly, quietly gotten an abortion. This is not that. This is the death penalty that they are offering for gay behavior. In Ghana, a bill in parliament would criminalize identifying as queer and proposes jail time or the imposition of fines against those who have helped finance or protect sexual and gender minority rights. Look, you don't have to be on the left or a supporter of anything like an international gay agenda to look at this situation and the situation of a president of a country saying that people ought to be identified and taken to a stadium and stoned. It seems to me a bit harsh. Also harsh, the Biden $3.1 billion train ticket to nowhere. The original total estimated construction cost to taxpayers is to build a bullet train, a fast train between San Francisco and Los Angeles. What's crazy about it is they claim that they someday could get the time on the train down to 3 hours. But you can already fly between San Francisco and Los Angeles for 2 hours. It makes no sense, none of it. The original total estimated construction cost to taxpayers at $33 billion. That's risen to at least $100 billion. The authority decided to offer service between San Francisco and Los Angeles in Phase 1, then eventually extend the train service north to Sacramento and south to San Diego. Then they gave up on that, and they're now building a train between Merced and Bakersfield. Now, honestly, this is not a joke. But spending $100 billion to transport people from Merced to Bakersfield? Not many people live in Merced or Bakersfield. Well, Kevin McCarthy's from there. He used to represent them in Congress. We'll be right back on the MedVet Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison. And above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Medved Show, I'm embarrassed to say that it was actually a Republican governor of California, and actually it was Arnold Schwarzenegger, who I think is an interesting political figure. He certainly is an interesting Hollywood figure, but in any event, Schwarzenegger started this, he initiated as governor the expenditure of what is now budgeted to be over $100 billion to build a high-speed train between Merced and Bakersfield, which is like the train between Gut Bucket and Bug Tussle. There is a place called Bug Tussle, Texas, but no, not in California. In any event, the original total estimated cost to taxpayers was $33 billion. That's risen to at least $100 billion. The authority decided to offer services between San Francisco and Los Angeles, and then phase two, it'll expand it from San Francisco on to Sacramento and from Los Angeles on to San Diego. But it all costs so bloody much money, and for you to have a means of transportation that takes longer than flying. And by the way, it could cost comparably. In 2019, newly inaugurated Governor Gavin Newsom declared that because of construction complications and cost overruns, the train would initially travel only down a 171-mile segment between Merced, a 130-mile drive from San Francisco, and Bakersfield, 110 miles from Los Angeles. That segment was going to cost $22.8 billion. Then the California High-Speed Rail Peer Review Committee dropped another bomb. The San Francisco to Los Angeles phase would take another 15 to 20 years to build. Okay, what is this, and why am I mentioning it now in particular, aside from the very informative column in the Wall Street Journal by Wendell Cox? But there's also a piece in the Seattle Times which says the recent news that Washington State Department of Transportation did not receive $198 million it requested from the Federal Railroad Administration for its ultra-high-speed rail project is actually good news for rail transport in Washington. This gives Washington the opportunity to adjust course and save from hundreds of millions to many billions of dollars by getting back on the sensible track of implementing the long-range plan for Amtrak Cascades. In other words, use the money to clean up the existing rails, to improve the existing, rather than building these new high-speed rails. And whether that even works and whether it will work to try to increase the time that it takes for you to take a train between Seattle and Portland on the one hand, or Seattle and Vancouver on the other, fine. But, again, the expenditure of money on all of this in the name of, quote, saving the environment, this is why some of the greatest achievements of the Joe Biden administration, I know that's a low bar, but is the fact that we're producing more oil than ever before. And we are, but the administration isn't claiming credit for that because the green enthusiasts in the Democratic left are very suspect of even lowering the price of gas or use of fossil fuels at all. Meanwhile, everything Medhead commercial free. On-demand Michael Medved radio show podcast, In the Light of History podcast, commentaries, call of the week, and Medved History Store discounts. If you become a Medhead Plus member, and all of this at a special offer 20% off right now, you can join today. Stream every single audio program that is available in the Medved History Store, hundreds of hours of insightful history programs from the Revolutionary War through the myths and mistakes about World War II, to the origins of the modern state of Israel, the life of Ronald Reagan and what made him so great, and much more. You can check it all out. Just go to michaelmedved.com and look at the special sale to become a Medhead Plus member. Meanwhile, one of the other things that is worth talking about. We're going to be talking later this week about the 10 best movies of 2023, many of which are still very easy to see. And one of the new films that came out at the very end of last year, so it may qualify for some Oscar consideration, is a film by Michael Mann, veteran director, 80 years old, who did Last of the Mohicans, if you remember that film, and was one of the guiding sources behind the TV series Miami Vice. He now has a new film that takes place mostly in Modena, Italy, and then on a 1,000-mile road race in Italy, which is a big institution in that country. The movie? It's called Ferrari. Listen.
Now it's time for Medved's Entertainment Minute.
Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz, co-star and director Michael Mann's turbocharged melodrama about one of the most legendary automakers in all history. The name? Ferrari, of course.
Jaguar races only to sell cars. I sell cars only to be racing. We are completely different organisms. We all know it's our deadly passion, our terrible joy.
And that joy extends to a 1,000-mile race across Italy in the summer of 1957. But the deeper focus of this compelling film is the complicated private life of Enzo Ferrari, with his high-strung and demanding wife, played by Penelope Cruz, and a mistress, played by Shailene Woodley, who is raising Ferrari's only surviving son. The Italian accents are sometimes a clumsy distraction, but the racing footage and the human interaction are both formidable and gripping. Rated R for tough language and intimate scenes. 3 stars for the expertly crafted Ferrari. Well, when you're paying so much for a car, you expect expert craftsmanship, right? Again, it's a film that particularly Penelope Cruz's performance is probably going to get some awards season attention. Meanwhile, speaking of award season attention, this is too grim to even qualify for a Golden Turkey Award. But there's a new report that Hamas doesn't want a ceasefire. That's why they're doing nothing to give back the hostages and to accomplish a ceasefire. They want the war to expand. What does that mean? And what can be done to counter that kind of attempt? We'll talk about it next time on the Medved Show. And tomorrow, Wednesday, we'll also be speaking about the biggest political winners and losers of 2023 and who are likely to be the big winners politically of 2024. Plus, black, Hispanic, young voters, what do they all have in common? There are reports that they all are in the process of abandoning Biden. And why would that be? And Benjamin Eli Smith is an American journalist who is the co-founder of Semaphore, a news organization globally. And he talks about how the media have distorted the entire political process this year. Why? Because they refuse to cover the Republican primary as a horse race. He believes it is. That it isn't decided, that Trump isn't a sure thing. And what can the media do to give a more balanced coverage to that kind of realization? Cover the Republican primary, he urges. We'll be talking to him next time on the Medved Show. And we will also be talking about some of the very best films of the year. We already spoke today about some of the very worst and what that means for the year ahead in motion pictures. And the very latest developments, and there are more, about the Nikki Haley Civil War gaffe. She is handling it more effectively as of this week, as of this year, this change in the new year. And this is a time to actually also talk about what we can do to curb one of the developments we discussed today, which is the idea of the doomsday politics that seems to have taken hold. We deserve, we require, and we can achieve better than that in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do. But on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug. It's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.